When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Grumpy shorts today.
No, I'm not grumpy.
Grumpmeister.
No.
Grump a lot of moose.
No, I'm not grumpy.
Grumpy McGillicuddy.
I have.
Grumpy McGrumpy.
You know I'm bordering on a bit of gas here, so do not push me.
Grump stinky. Grump lumpy.
Grump lumpy. And now it's the Grump Lumpy Show. No, I'm not grump lumpy. But I have to admit, I've been fighting a lot.
Did I say grumperonimus?
I believe you said grumperonimus first.
Grumperonimus. Grump lumpy was
grump
solid.
Grump lumpy was pretty solid. Grump lumpy.
Grump lumpy.
Because it just makes me feel like there's just something wrong in my pants. I'm saying is I'm not grumpy. I've been catching myself trying to school people lately.
Oh, ooh.
And it's not a good thing for
Look
me to
out,
do.
Jake. Snap, well, snap, snap.
No, but I have learned in my years that I have no control over people, places, and things. But I'm trying to control. Like, I've gotten in a fight on my walk with, I got in a fight with a couple of fishermen.
Ooh.
Because I wanted Millie to be able to go swimming, and they had the, and I got in a fight with them. I got in a fight with a lady at the pool.
Uh-huh. About
because
what?
I had set my little flip-flops on the thing.
And
on
she
the,
moved them.
No, she comes, she goes, you have your shoes there. Obviously, Eastern Bloc. That's my best Eastern Bloc
that's
accent.
Good, that was good.
And I went,
you have your shoes there.
Your shoes are there. And I said, she goes, my mother taught me never put shoes on the bench. And I went,
that's pretty good. And she sounds like Red from Orange is the New Black. Go on.
I believe it could have been her. I'm not sure. And then I just said, and so I just went, oh, you got to be kidding. I went, just hold it, Janice. Let it. So I took my towel and I went, I am so sorry. I started wiping it. And then I'm such an ass. Then I waited her out. I waited her out. She had her shower, and I just sat there pretending I was on my cell phone waiting for her to come back. And I just said, do you have any more instructions for me today? And why didn't I just leave? No, I had to school her. And she just went, to me. Oh. And then the worst one was tried to school Jodie Foster. Tell me about it.
Oh, no!
I was on the plane.
No!
Yeah. Oh, God, no!
Disciplining Jodie.
No, you didn't. She's Hollywood royalty.
She's Hollywood. And yeah, I didn't realize. You know how.
She's the queer queen. Well, you can't do that.
I realize that.
Oh, no.
You know when you fly.
Oh, God, we're never going to work again.
When you fly.
She doesn't know you know me, does she?
When you
please, God.
Fly.
Please, God, no.
From L.A. to Vancouver, there's a lot of people in the acting world because there's a lot of stuff done in Vancouver. So oftentimes,
no.
I will see. And because
no.
I fly a lot, I sometimes get bumped into first class because I fly a lot.
Uh-huh.
So I was sitting there on a flight to Vancouver.
Oh, no.
This is recently. And I guess, anyway.
No.
And I. Anyway.
No.
Don't. Let me say it.
No, don't speak.
So
no,
I was
no.
too. Anyway. I figured it was. I didn't see who it was. The whole flight, I didn't know. I just knew they were actors because they were talking very loud about
the scene, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, God.
So I was sitting in row four, and they were in row two. So then we land. There was an emergency on the plane. So somebody in the back had an issue, right?
It's like a story out of my life.
So when we landed, the stewardess said, please, everybody, remain seated until emergency crews come on. You know, and we'll take care of the. So please stay seated.
Ooh.
So we get the emergency, the paramedics come on and help the person off.
Oh, God.
So we land and everybody's sitting down. Well, who stands up? This chick up in the second row. And she's up there going, hey, why isn't everybody? And I went like this with my hands. I went, sit down. Sit down. And then as I was pushing my hands, nobody else told her but me. I was going like that. I went, sweet Jesus, I'm telling Jodie Foster to sit down. And she kind of went, oh, jeez. And she sat down. But why did I have, why couldn't I just? And then I was mortified. I was so glad they took a little trolley. Do you know, you're like, you know.
Oh, God. Oh, God,
so
no.
So I'm schooling. Anyway, my point is, this isn't just about
disciplining Jodie. Janice is fired. Jodie. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Janice, who? I just.
Well, Jodie.
God, what happens if I have a talk show one day? She'll never come on now.
She won't know. She won't
didn't know until
she
Janice goes.
Oh, my God.
She didn't give a crap about me.
Well, until Janice goes, do you know who I am?
Yeah. Well,
I am the producer.
I was
the Jillian Michaels show.
And
the Grump Lumpy show.
With
Grump Lumpy.
And Grump Lumpy.
Central
time. Grump Lumpy. Anyway, my point is not, is that I find myself trying, I'm schooling people. Why?
Well,
it
hasn't got you in trouble, though.
But it could. It's very close. Like, one day, I'm going to do it with the wrong person. And, like, those fishermen, they told me they were going to beat the crap out of me.
Ooh.
Like, they said, like, I'm going to beat you where you parked on.
Oh, God, that would make me so mad. That doesn't go well with me. I don't like threats.
Yeah.
Threats to me is like, it goes from DEFCON 5 to DEFCON 1. And about, I swear to God, the minute you start threatening me, then I'm like, it's on! Let's go! I start beating my chest. I swear to God, threats just don't. Yeah.
All right. What if somebody? Okay, oh my God. Somebody tried to school you then? Like, what if someone? What
if they were right? I would like if I stood up and I didn't know what was going on, and you were like, "Sit down," like somebody was hurt. Then I would be like, "Oh, sorry, I didn't." You know.
And she
I
did that.
Up.
She did that. But I just and she did kind of went, "Oh, I'll sit down," because she didn't really. I guess she wasn't listening to the thing. But
which, by the way, I wouldn't have been listening either. I wouldn't have heard it either. And then I would have been like, "What the hell is going on?" I would have been like, "We need to get off this plane. I'm a very important fitness trainer with things to do. Doesn't everybody know who I am?"
Well, Jodie was in a hurry.
This VIP needs to get going. Okay.
But I guess the point is, who am I?
But
who am I to be schooled?
Well, when people school me and it's not justified, it irritates me. It depends on how spread thin I am. So, like, I've had people school me, like, completely, you know, that are, like, totally unjustified, and I just keep going. I don't care. If I deserve it, then I usually am like, ooh, sorry.
Right.
You know, like, you accidentally cut somebody off or you know, whatever. Then if I did the Jodie Foster screw the dead person thing on the plane, I would I would be like, oh, whoops, excuse me. But there are days where some people have like schooled me and I've been spread a little too thin. And it's like, and I've had those moments where I'm good. Like, what did you say to me? And then, it, you know, Heidi's always like, oh, my, everybody surrounding me is on, you know, watches me because, you know, I can't get into a skirmish like that.
Yeah.
It ends up on TMZ. I can't get into like, I will beat your mother. Like, I can't, you know, I can't do that. But I get it. And you're right. You know, if, you know, someone said to me, like, if you see evil in the road, go the other way. Just because you do want to avoid getting hurt. Like, if those fishermen had done something horrible to you, then it wouldn't have been worth it. But I just think, you know, you have always had a thing about people being inconsiderate.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
I mean,
right.
it's like it, like when I and when we go back to our cow conversation, like nobody was helping, nobody cared. You know, you were trying to help the cow. For those of you who are not older fans of the show, there was an incident with Janice and a cow on the road.
Yeah, I was going to become hamburgers,
which happens to all of us, I think, from time to time. I know I've helped a fair amount of livestock out of life-threatening situations. And it's ruined my whole week. Oh, girl, no, Lumpy.
But there's something. I think there's something.
It's when they're inconsiderate.
But also, there's something fundamentally going on when we feel the need to correct. That there's something in.
But you're not correcting anything and everything. Like, you don't correct somebody that got on the wrong line so that you can be right. You're not correcting people unless they're inconsiderate. And then you're really not, you didn't correct the woman with the shoes. You were just like, hey, you're a real jerk. You didn't correct her. And like with Jodie Foster, dear God.
Oh God, you're so sick. I can't believe how many times you keep bringing up.
I'm going to kill myself right now. You are fired, by the way. Though. Just in case. I have to keep.
Just in case.
Bitch will squash us like a bug. Do you understand? What are you doing?
I know. I felt bad. What? And then I think, am I feeling bad because
beloved.
It was Joey?
I mean, there's little foxes. What are you talking about right
what
now?
What if it was just...
It's Tay in the wind. What are you doing? I mean, we'll get killed. We're going to get ruined.
Oh, my God. You kill me.
I just, man.
This was supposed
Dude,
to be just a
I think
a
it's about listen
disclosure.
I think this is about people being inconsiderate and how that's always affected you, and you really want to say, like, look at yourself. Look at you. There's somebody hurt on the plane and you don't even care. You're just like, you didn't pay attention. You didn't listen. You're not aware of anybody around you. You've been yapping the entire time as loud as you can. You ignored the people on the plane giving instruction.
And Jody, she's saying all this, not me.
No.
That's
I'm interpreting.
Brilliant.
No. I am interpreting your neuroses.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Uh huh. Because no. You don't flip this around. And again, you are fired with no severance. Nothing. I will make sure you're homeless.
Oh,
in Jody's honor, but. I'm just saying.
Yes, it's.
Yeah.
Okay. I never thought of it that way. I never thought of
and
it that way.
And then the woman with the shoes, you weren't correcting her. You were like, why are you being such a jerk? And then the fisherman, you were like, you know, this isn't just your area. You can't just take it from everybody.
That's right. Steal
that's
it.
Not okay. Inconsiderate. And I think that it's okay when people are being I don't think you're schooling them, but I do think it's okay when people are being inconsiderate to say, hey, people have cut me off in line before, and I've been like, hey, excuse you. There's like, hey, you, to the back of the bus.
Just for everyone listening, if you could just have seen her face
excuse
right now.
You. Yeah.
Grump Lumpy's here.
Yeah.
And don't mess.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's
oh
right.
My God,
no
you're
way.
You're killing
no.
me today.
It's definitely okay to be like, that's not cool, man. Like, I've seen, you know, my friends have even, like, other people's kids who are like, you know, run wild and destroy things or like smack dogs and things like that. Like, I've had friends say, like, I just schooled someone's child, you know, because like the parents, you know, kids that like throw whatever. It's okay to say to somebody, like, that's not okay. You know, to have your boundaries and to say, like, that's not okay. Like, it's not your place to be able to take up the entire river. That's not cool, man. You can't just do that. It is okay. You know, if you see that they're unstable, then you need to stop fighting and go the other way.
Get the hell out. Yeah.
But I think this is good for you. You're always such a so PC. You know, you're way more. You're not saying, "Hey, you dumb B word, sit down."
You know? Once again, Jody. That's
no. I'm not. I'm saying a complete unstable person would have said that.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But I would never. I would have been like this. Excuse me, Miss Foster. I'm a huge fan. I just love you. Oh my god.
Miss Foster.
Can you take a picture so I can put it on Facebook and pretend we're friends?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh, Jillian.
Yeah. So, anyway, but I do think, you know, you sent me something a while ago, and it was breaking down the serenity prayer. You know that saying,
right? Yes, I know it well.
God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can,
and the wisdom to know the difference.
Well, it broke it down, right? And the what was the first one about? Like, God grant me to change the serenity to, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. What's that about specifically? It's about, I don't know, people, places, circumstances you can't control.
Yeah.
And I think we're all triggered by things that are unfair. That's been my theme for this year of, like, bad people who get away with it, you know, things that are unfair, things where you get penalized, even though, you know.
No, that has been your year.
Oh, man, has that son of a. Yeah. Yes. And my shrink just keeps bringing me back to the biblical story of Job, where God takes everything from his loyal servant. And it's like, this is life, man. You got to go on. Deal with it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and then. But I think that's the truth. There are things you're not going to be able to change somebody. You know, if somebody's in kids, I do think it's okay to set boundaries and stand up for yourself. That's okay. But, you know, you got to remember there are, you know, you're not going to convince somebody in an argument like that they're wrong. But I do think you need boundaries and you should have some self-respect. So I think there's a balance, Janice. And it's like when you say the wisdom to know the difference. I mean, wisdom comes by trial and error, right? It's like the more experiences you have, the more understanding, knowledge, and wisdom you have. So, you know, I actually see this as a step in the right direction for you because you can say to somebody, but maybe there's a different way to say it to somebody who's inconsiderate. Like, excuse me, guys, I know you're fishing, but, you know, is there any way we can do X, Y, or Z so my dog can swim here? And that's really where it's like it's in the delivery, which is not my strong suit.
Right. Yeah. No,
you know,
no, you're right.
But I was reading a book called Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell.
Yeah.
And he talks about people who come from certain homes who learn how to manipulate circumstances in their favor. You know, and so instead of just being like the world's unfair and you're inconsiderate because that's your experience so far is that people are inconsiderate. And I mean like on the whole, right?
Yeah.
People are inconsiderate, so that's your projection. And instead of being able to look at it and go, okay, these guys are doing this. It is inconsiderate, but I bet there's a way to work with them to make room for the dog and them. And that's really where I do think you can change that situation. I don't think it's about schooling them. And I think that if you come at it from a perspective of a little more cooperation, there's a chance you can change it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we should all do is think like, can this situation be changed? If it can, what is the best way to go about changing it? And really looking at what's going on for you, because I'm telling you that's what it's about. We always project. My shrink is like, everything for you, Jillian, is a dog-eat-dog world. Yeah, it's a dog-eat-dog world. And it's like, he's because he thinks that's kind of how I grew up, where everything was dog-eat-dog.
Yes.
So now everything I see is dog eat dog. Everything's a war. Everything is, you know, Sun Tzu, the art of war.
Right.
Kill the person, cut them into pieces, then burn the pieces one by one.
Well, what
and
you
burn
shared,
every bridge back to the village.
But how you've shared your past, that makes sense.
That's all, buddy. I just think ultimately, you know, try to take, that's what this is about for you. It's understandable. You know, some things you can change, some things you can't. I think you can get a good read about it. The woman with the shoes, who cares? It just wasted your time. Keep going. But the fisherman with the dogs, that could have been helped. And I think with
Jody with Miss Foster.
Miss Foster.
I think I was embarrassed by, if anything. Like, but who, whatever.
Well, I'm sure that made two of you.
No, she seemed fine. She just,
she's like, I am an Academy Award winning god.
Hasn't she got two? She's got two, hasn't
I don't know,
she?
I told you, the bitch is royalty.
She's
what
got
the?
Two. She got it for the accused and for the silent. Oh, jeez.
Silence of the Lambs.
I know.
Oh,
Clarice
my
Starling.
God.
I think I have a poster of Clarice Starling somewhere.
God, that's right. Pack your bags.
All the way to the FBI.
That's right.
Okay, well.
Get your things
sorry,
and
Ms.
go.
Sorry, Miss Foster.
You are a pariah.
Jillian really, she had nothing to do with this, Miss Foster.
No, I don't condone this behavior at all. And I'll make sure that you are properly punished.
Oh, God. And if by chance you see me in the supermarket, please take.
Yeah, take a picture with me, because I want to put it on Instagram. Okay. Okay.
Tried to come up with I don't know how snappy this is going to be, but I've been doing we've been really ramping up this project we're calling called Body Shred, which is basically fitness program. It's a certificated program for fitness trainers, so it helps them get their continuing education units to maintain their fitness certification, but it also teaches them how to teach a program that I call Body Shred, which is 20 years of my experience in fitness and all the techniques that I utilize. It's a very holistic, integrated system that I have found delivers people results as quickly as possible and makes them the most functional as possible. Okay. And that's really what I want to talk about, is that word functional. So this class goes into gyms and it's 30 minutes and it just kicks your butt and so on. But beyond what I want the trainers to understand, so the reason I created it is because we had such success with our DVDs. But the problem with the DVDs is you buy a DVD and eventually you're going to adapt to the same workout.
Right.
If I could change it every day, I would. I put all the techniques that I'm talking about in the workout, and it's everything from, you know, HIIT training and peripheral heart action, multiple muscle groups, blah, 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 functional core-based bodyweight training, etc., which is, you know, not for the layman to understand. They just know, oh, I go to the class, it's over in 30 minutes, and wow, I really notice results fast, mm-hmm. right? And there's so much training talent out there. I wanted to co-opt it and build this army of awesome trainers that are on the ground, that are touching people firsthand, one-on-one. And it's a partnership, really, between myself and the trainer. And I say, like, look, here's the science behind these techniques. Here's how I use them. Here's how I've integrated them. Here's why. And, you know, now you bring yourself, bring your personality, bring your A game, bring your motivating style. I want your innovation. I want your thoughts, and I want your creativity. I want your persona. Let's work together and put this class out there and motivate people and give them something fun, something fast, and something that delivers on the promise of results, right? But a word that you may hear about a lot nowadays is functional training.
Okay.
So what is it, right? I always say I want somebody to be fit to be functional. I want them, you know, there are a lot of different ways to train that are functional, but it's not about machines. It's body weight, it's free weights, and there are a host of other techniques. But what is functional training? Can anyone in the room actually tell me what it is?
I would guess it is efficient.
No.
Okay, then
that's not what it means. It might be efficient, but that's not what the term refers to.
I don't know.
Is it training that...
You looked it on the internet, you Stinky cheater.
A classification of exercises which involve training the body for activities performed in the daily life.
Jake! You can't cheat.
Yeah.
You suckhole. What a suckhole.
I just reformatted Genesis hard drive. I could use the internet.
You suck. That is what it is. It is a mode of training,
yes,
that conditions us so that we are more functional in our everyday lives, subsequently allowing us to perform tasks more safely and more efficiently.
Okay.
But it's like picking up boxes, picking up your kids, putting things on the top shelf, turning down and picking up the phone that you dropped. It makes you a more functional human being. And the idea is that you will not get injured. So if you look at a machine, right, you're artificially isolating muscles. We don't do that in our everyday life. We don't ever artificially isolate one muscle in our leg and function in one direction, like front,
right,
to back or side to side. We're three-dimensional. We have a kinetic chain in our body, right? So it's, you know, foot to ankle to calf to knee to quad to hamstring to glute to hip. There's a whole chain of muscles that work, tendons, ligaments, that all work together at the same time to move you in multiple directions. This is how we function as human beings in our physical reality. And your fitness, yes, it should make you fit, right? We all want skinny jeans. Gotcha. No problem. Not only, though, is this kind of training going to help you burn more calories, it's going to help you stay more functional and prevent injury as we get older and in our daily lives. So you're not going to be as inclined to throw out your back or roll your ankle or throw out your shoulder or get a kink in your neck, because you're conditioning your body to essentially be stronger and perform better. Does that make sense?
It does. And maybe that where I work out, there's a physio. And instead of them doing the regular physio stuff, they're doing it with, I don't know if this is the same thing, but they're using like mops and screwdrivers. And,
oh, that's interesting.
Things for physio that you, I don't know if it's the same thing, but that you actually use every day.
It's slightly different, but it's slightly different in that it's with physical therapy, they're rehabbing something. So they're fixing something specific, like your wrist or your elbow. With functional training, you're conditioning the entire body.
Okay, gotcha.
And you're also trying to hit every fitness modality. So I wanted to talk a little bit about ways to train to prevent injury. Well, if you look at every fitness modality, what am I talking about? What's a fitness modality? Well, speed, agility, balance, flexibility, power. There's all these different ways to train your body.
Mm-hmm.
And the key is not one, it's all. There are times where you need to be quick. There are times where you're going to need to be agile. There are times when you're going to need to be balanced. There are times when you're going to need to be powerful. You got to pick something up heavy that has dropped and fallen. You got to quickly get out of the way. You got to, you know what I mean? It's like there are a million different fitness, not a million, but there are many different fitness modalities that you should be training your body in on a regular basis. So the first thing, you know, you got to think about when you're conditioning your body, your muscles are stabilizing and supporting your joints. So that alone is going to safeguard you, essentially.
No kidding.
Right? But all right, so what do? We're training to be functional to prevent injury as time goes on. Well, obviously, we want to create an injury-proof body as best as possible. So we want to hit all the muscle groups in the body. And we want to hit them as many as possible at the same time so they're working and synergizing together, which is what they would do in everyday life.
Right.
So instead of getting on a machine and doing a leg extension, get on the ground, grab some dumbbells, and do a lunge and a chop. Think about all the muscles that are working in that movement, right? You're holding a dumbbell, you've got a lunge, and everything, you're stabilizing with your foot and your ankle and your calf, and then your quad is working, and your hamstring's working, and your glute is working, and then you're chopping, and you're rotating through your core, and then your shoulders are working, and then your back is working, and then your core is engaged, and all these muscles are working at the same time. So you want to be conditioning and training as many muscle groups together as possible, because that's how we function. We want to use body weight training. We want to use free weights because they are all core based, right? They require us to function from our core, to be balanced, to be stable, even when we're doing things that require power, like squat jumps, for example, or burpees, for example.
Right.
You want to train as diversely as possible. So that means that you are maybe taking a yoga class, and then maybe you're taking a kickboxing class, and then maybe you're taking a Zumba class, whatever you name it. But one of the things I tried to do with Body Shred was hit every single one of those modalities, so that it is going to condition your balance, your speed, your power, your agility, so that it was an all-in-one class. But this actually isn't about Body Shred, but that is what I tried to do with Body it, Shred, yeah. Was hit all of it, incorporate all those modalities into one workout. But that's what you want to think about. So you want to be thinking about, this is another reason that I don't love CrossFit. I know everyone's going to go crazy. But when I look at CrossFit, it's a lot of that they do a lot of the same exercises over and over and over again. And it's like burpees, push-ups, air squats, kipping pull-ups, wall balls. Like, it seems to me that it's a lot of the same. And I could be wrong. I might be an idiot. It's just from what I've seen and the few times someone has taught me a little bit about it or given me a CrossFit workout, it seems to be the same workout. Box jumps. I'm a big believer in hitting the muscle from different angles of push and pull, from conditioning the muscle with as many different exercises as possible so that you are training it from multiple directions. I want you to train slow twitch fiber for endurance. I want you to train fast twitch fiber for speed and explosive power, because the more balanced your body is in these ways, the safer it's going to be. So you want to think about compounding your exercises, like the lunge with the chop, right? Yeah. Or let's say a triple flexion sumo squat with a shoulder press. So you take a sumo squat, right? And you squat down, you come up, you do a calf raise at the end of it with a shoulder press. Everything's working. You're forcing your body to function with its kinetic chain. And then, by the way, the next week I might do a completely different exercise to hit those muscles. So I'm hitting them from a different angle of push or pull. And what I mean is, if I'm pushing something, and let's say I'm doing a typical push-up, right? Well, maybe I change my hand position. Now I'm hitting it from a different angle of push. Pull, if I'm pulling something, and I change where I'm pulling it to and where I'm pulling it from, I've changed the angle of pull.
Yes.
Yep.
Which helps your body be more balanced. And another big thing is, if you can, you want to practice, quote, myofascial release or a type of massage. No,
yes.
Chan, what are you going to say?
No, because...
Don't be perverted.
No, because I've just started that, and it is for my injury.
Your foot?
Yes, and she said, stop working on your foot, for God's sake. Stop working on your foot. And she started doing myofascial release on my other leg, and it's like, oh, my friggin' God.
Well, it's all because the thing about it, it's all connected.
Right.
So a lot of times if you have an injury somewhere, you could be compensating for an injury elsewhere.
Yeah. But so, that's the fascia release. And it's my agility teacher, she said she fell and she goes, I don't know why, but I didn't hurt myself.
Because training
she's doing
functionally.
That. Exactly.
Exactly.
And she couldn't figure out, why didn't I hurt myself? I would have hurt myself before, but I didn't this time.
You know, have you ever told the story when I got hit by a car on my motorcycle? I didn't get hurt. I jumped on the... I never told you this story.
No.
Years ago... What season was that? God. Like 5 years ago, maybe more. I was riding my little Ducati Monster. And this is how long ago it was. I had a Ducati Monster. And
that one sold.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Actually, it is sold. I did keep one. I kept the BMW. I can't quite let that one go. I kept one. I had five, so I kept one.
BMW. Just one. Motorcycles are beautiful.
Yeah. One, I kept one. So I'm driving down Sunset Boulevard, right? And I split lanes. So,
which you're allowed to do in California.
Well, you shouldn't be, though, obviously. So basically, I'm driving down Sunset Boulevard, and splitting lanes means traffic is pretty much stopped in both lanes, and I drove down the center, right, yep, between both lanes of cars. Well, there was a driveway on the left. I'm sorry, a driveway on the right. And somebody from the other side of the street was, you know, coming towards me. And then I didn't realize that traffic had stopped to allow somebody to turn through both of our lanes into that driveway. So I'm flying through traffic in the middle lane, and I come, you know, I can't see through the cars on my left.
No.
So I come to this opening where everybody has paused to let somebody turn through the traffic into the thing. And I got T-boned by this car. And I don't know what happened. I jumped off of my bike And I saw the whole thing happening in slow motion because I was just going, oh, my God, this is it. Because, you know, everyone's like, oh, murder cycles. And, you know, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And, you know, I was like, oh, here it is. This is the moment. And I jumped off of my bike and onto the hood of the car. The car knocked that bike out. It shot all the way across the street. It went 20 feet and slammed into a brick wall. It was like at the Whiskey or the Rainbow on Sunset Boulevard, into this brick wall, shattered into a million pieces, which, of course, was very upsetting to me. And I bounced off the hood of the car, and the only thing that happened was I sprained my wrist from the hood of the car. That's it. And it wasn't even a bad sprain.
Because your body just took it.
I don't know what happened, but I just was able to, yeah. I mean, as I've gotten older, injuries are kind of a bummer. Like, I fell off of a horse once and really messed up my shoulder. It took me 2.5 years I never did do surgery on it.
Right.
But I haven't had to. And the orthopedist was like, you have a 50% tear in your infraspinatus. Like, you need surgery. And I was like, no. But the interesting thing about that is, he's like, it's not going to heal. This isn't going to heal. You need surgery. And I was like, nah, uh-uh. And I don't know if it was like acupuncture or training, but it could be that I've just built up the muscles around it that I can still function. Certain angles do hurt, like over the head. That's why freestyle swimming. I can't freestyle swim. So the idea is that is what being fit to be functional is. I got hit by a effing car and was fine.
Did you get up and go, okay, everybody, you all saw that. World's best trainer, Jillian Michaels.
No.
Buy my
stuff. Got up and I went, my bike! Oh, my God.
But it's really interesting, though, that your body, that's what I mean. Like when you first started this segment, you said, you know, those times when something, where you fall or something happens.
Yeah.
And it's true, our bodies, when we tense up like that, that's when we get hurt, when our bodies can't handle it.
It's so true. And the only other thing I would just say is, don't underestimate the power of sleep. Because that's when your body rejuvenates and repairs. You really, if you want to best prevent injuries, sleep, man. Allow your body to, like, repair itself from its workouts, rejuvenate itself. And if you are injured and you want to rehab that injury, make sure you get your sleep.
Mm.
Yeah.
And the myofascial release.
AKA massage or foam rolling or rolling on a tennis ball, things like that.
Very cool.
I know.
Functional training.
Hey.
Thanking you.
Okay. As you should.
Back, and Elisa from Chicago wants
Chicago.
To talk to Chicago. Isn't that how you say it, Elisa?
No.
Isn't that a Chicago accent? Chicago?
Chicago?
Yes, from Chicago. This is Elisa from Chicago.
That's what she said, isn't it, Elisa?
It is. That's what she said, and I don't say it like that at all.
How do you say it?
Look, you're already alienating an entire population of viewers. Viewers? Listeners? Janice!
How do you say it?
Chicago.
Chicago.
That's what I said. Chicago.
You said Chicago.
Well.
And by the way, is it Chicago or Chicago?
Yeah, I know. I hear both of those. I really know. Don't know what's the right answer there.
Yeah, Giancarlo says Chicago, and it drives me nuts because I think it's Chicago.
If you listen to the news station, that's how they pronounce it, too, all of the newscasters. It's strange.
Yeah. Anyway, buddy, how can I help?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all the time we have.
Now down. I'm calling because every month when good old Aunt Flo comes to town, I'm like nearly debilitated with the exhaustion.
Oh,
you know,
good.
And I don't know how hard do you push through it? Do you take a break and rest?
Well, what are you doing to manage that? Are you hydrating? Are you watching your sodium levels? Are you getting enough iron? Are you sleeping? Are you cutting back alcohol? Like, are you doing those things as well?
Well, most of that, the iron supplementation I haven't given a whirl, but yeah, you know, I lay off of the caffeine. I get to bed early. I'm not a drinker anyway, so it comes every.
You're drinking lots of water.
I'm chugging it. Got a glass in my hand as we speak.
Really? Okay. Do me a favor. Try some iron-rich foods. So if you don't eat meat, do some spinach with lemon on it. A cup worth, 3 to 5 days during that time of the month, pre and during, or do like a grass-fed steak. See if that iron helps give you a little more energy. You might be borderline anemic. Have you had anyone check?
Yeah, I did. You know, last year I even went and had all my hormones tested because I thought, you know, I'm getting close to that age for perimenopause. And they said everything is still, that all my levels were perfect.
And not at all anemic, huh? Okay.
Nope.
Interesting. All right, no problem. You know, I found with my contestants when they, you know, are going through this, they are like, oh, my God, I'm in pain. I'm in agony. I can't move. And they're in a little ball on the couch, which I just went through with someone yesterday. And I said, okay, honey, let's do this. Let's try to go up and, you know, let's do what you can and let's see how you feel. And if you're miserable, you know, we'll put you on the elliptical or this, that, or the other. I would start out with something where you're not jumping up and down, obviously. So I might go to, let's say, the bike, the rowing machine, the arc or the elliptical with some resistance or some incline walking and see how you're feeling. Warm up. And I think you'll find that once you get started and you get moving and the circulation gets going, it helps. Another thing you can do is, I mean, I hate to say it, but like I've taken something like Midol to help me when it's really bad. Not that I advocate taking, you know, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory or anything like that. But you can even just like a caffeine supplement helps me a little bit when I'm in pain like that. Like I'll shoot an e-boost. Well, I do that anyway before I work out. But I found, you know, caffeine is often in things like Midol or Excedrin, but they also come with, like, Midol has a mild diuretic and a painkiller, and I think it's acetaminophen. So, you know, worst case scenario, you might want to try that and start out slow without the jumping around and see how you do. So if you need to dial it back, dial it back. You know, if you're usually running 10 miles and now you're on the, you know, the rowing machine doing 20 minutes, yeah, or 2,000 meters, 3,000 meters, that's fine. But I would definitely try. I would definitely get up. I would definitely go to the gym and just allow yourself to take it a little easier. And I think you'll find that once you get going, it actually will help with the cramps and the exhaustion.
Yeah. Pain really isn't the problem. It's just the doggone tiredness. I mean, just dragging yourself off the couch is the hardest part.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hear what you're saying. So.
Yeah,
just do it anyway. There's no little.
I think it will help.
And
I think it will help, but I don't want you to go in like, you know, 100% intensity. You know, go and do 50% of what you're used to, and then see if you start to feel better. But I think that activity is actually going to help with the endorphins and the serotonin and boosting your energy, as long as you're not killing yourself in there, so that it creates more fatigue. I would say to do that on a day when you're not. On your, I can say period.
Yes, I believe that word is acceptable with
right.
Radio.
You're not going to quack
radio,
me out.
What's
with
it
that?
Called, Paul? The
I don't know.
You know the
yeah, I can
powers
say.
That be. FCC. That's it. I believe period.
The FCC yeah. is on the watches over the podcast.
They watch over you.
Yes, they do. So NBC likes to tell me on a regular basis. Them and the White House, actually. Yeah, the first lady's office called once to complain that Bob and I were swearing too much on, like, one of the episodes of the show. I was like, do you not have anything better to do? Like, this is what you're willing to complain about? Anyway, yeah, the P word's fine. So I would go with 50%, buddy, and gradually increase if you're feeling better. But I would definitely go. I think it will help.
Okay. I was really hoping for that day pass, but okay.
No such luck here, my friend. Misery loves company. If I gotta go, you gotta go.
Oh, great.
All right, pal. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. You too.
Feel better.
Bye, Lisa.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't know that.
The first, yeah. Yeah, they called and complained.
Photos called.
Yes, and complained. I couldn't believe it. I was like, are you serious? She got nothing better to do? Really?
Well, but it's nice to know. It's nice to know.
You know why? I think we went to their garden that season or something. And so when they tuned in, I'm not kidding. We went to the White House garden. And I for season like 8 or something like that. I don't even remember. And I think when they tuned in, the first episode is a little intense. And Bob and I, get the f- up and shut the f- up and yes, it's time. You know, it was bad.
Well, which FOTUS was it?
Michelle Obama.
Oh, it was Michelle. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh. Was mad about the...
Wow, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I didn't think that...
Because everybody seems to think that Biggest Loser is a family show. And it...
It's not a family
show. No, it's not, but it is, because it's on at like 8 o'clock, you know, and everyone's like, it's a family show. And I've never understood that. I'm like, you have a group of people that are literally committing suicide. And who've had horrible things happen to them, you know, molested, abused, abandoned.
Yeah, there's big issues.
You know,
going
serious.
On.
You know, one of our contestants on season 8, her mother was a prostitute with a heroin addiction who would lock her in a closet while she turned tricks. And we're talking about this on the show.
Oh,
I'm like, I don't think it's a family show, it's but family.
And here's our third trainer, Dora. You
yeah.
know,
really. Backpack, backpack. Backpack, backpack, swipe or no swiping. Someone shoot me. Shoot.
And she'd
me.
Win the weigh-in.
Yeah,
Dora would
win
kick
the weigh-in.
You and Bob's ass.
I know.
Dora would.
Dora. Dolvet's kind of like Dora. just male, black, and bald. But he's kind of like, it's kind of perky and annoying that way sometimes. I'm sorry, Connie, you are. You're handsome, but you can be awfully freaking perky. It's so annoying when you're perky. I tell him that. I'm like, stop smiling.
Stop smiling.
So annoying. Your teeth are blinding me. It's freaking annoying. Bob's like, I hate it when he smiles. Travis is crazy.
You guys.
Smile too much.
Oh, my God.
All right, time to get, now that I've alienated everybody in the world.
That's right.
Including the First Lady.
We're back, and Silkia would like to have a word with you.
Silkia, how can I help, buddy?
Hi, Jillian.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
What was that?
Sorry, it was a text message.
Oh, I thought there was a duck in your lap.
No.
Like,
a
what the heck? Okay. Anyway, how can we help?
Okay, my problem is that I have big boobs, and
that
so
doesn't sound
when...
like a problem. I wish it was a problem that I had, but okay, go on.
It's a problem because when I want to do, like, you know, the cardio workouts and the jogging, I have to wear like 2 bras just to, how you say, maintain them, not to bounce everywhere.
Gotcha.
And so the problem is when I wear 2 bras, you know, my chest gets really tight, and then I can't breathe, but then I can't do without wearing 2. So,
okay.
I was wondering if you have a suggestion.
I've got a couple suggestions for you, okay? So I want you to, I admittedly only know about this because of my contestants, because very sadly it's not a problem that I've had. With that said, here are 3 that we use. The first one is called the Panache sports bra. It's a British company. They specialize, it's a more flattering looking sports bra because they specialize in like lingerie for larger cup sizes.
Okay.
This one, it's like, you know, it's got like a more of a spaghetti strap look. It's a kind of like a neoprene thing. It's all about, quote, bounce reduction. It's great for running and sprinting. So if you're doing any HIIT training or high intensity, what is happening over there?
I'm sorry.
I feel like I'm like, I didn't even say a swear word. I feel like Janice is,
because that's the sound we put
over swear words.
Silky, when Jillian swears in the show, we quack her oats.
Yeah.
I'm like, I didn't do anything. It's perfectly G-rated right now. Despite the subject matter. That one is available at Nordstrom's. Or you can find it at barenecessities.com. All right, another one is Under Armour. So they make a pretty serious sports bra. It's a little more, it's less feminine looking. It's pretty, it looks almost like a wetsuit, like a half of a wetsuit kind of a thing. It's got like these gel back enclosures. It's got good ventilation because it has like this mesh ventilation in the strategic spots, quote unquote, like between the boob action. This one's snug, but it's not like crazy tight. So if you're having a problem with like the breathing, this shouldn't do that to you. Gosh, I mean, the only thing is that it has a scoop neckline. So if you're wearing like any kind of plunging neckline of a top, you're going to have, some cleavage action, but, that one you can find at underarmour.com. And then this is the one that's pretty standard, that they all wear usually. And it's called the Enel sports bra, E-N-E-L-L. It's a bit of a pain because it has 11 hook and eyes on the front of it. So it's like a process. It's literally like, yeah, like a little vest. But it you know, we start them usually in this, and then they sort of graduate to the other bras that I just mentioned to you. This bad boy goes from a 32C to a 52 double D.
Wow.
Yeah. And you can find it at enel.com, E-N-E-L-L.com. I mean, it's, you know, this one's serious. This is the bad mamma jamma. This is serious business. Definitely not any kind of pretty aesthetic. It's definitely meant to go under clothes. It is a pain in the butt to do and undo, but it is, you know, what was the title of her email question to us? What was it?
What do you mean the title?
I thought it was boobs everywhere.
Boobs everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah, this will help with boobs everywhere, pal. This should really help keep things contained.
All right, I'm gonna look into that.
They won't be everywhere. They'll be just where you want them.
Awesome.
All right, my friend. I know you have to go. You're so popular, getting all your text messages. But I hope we can help.
I don't even know who it is. So we have a storm going on right now, like a really bad storm. So it's probably my mom.
Oh. Uh-oh.
To make sure if I'm okay.
Oh, we'll get back to her.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you, Jillian.
Bye.
Bye.
But that's true. You know, my sister got all what was in our family.
Oh, the whole of the breast. Boobage.
And yeah. And she is, it's hard to find. I can imagine with the contestants, it's hard to find.
We put them in that Enel thing, man. It's no joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's serious.
She-Ra, Princess of Power. That's what it looks
like.
That's
pretty serious. I know.
Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well.
Now what?
Now it's time to go down the merry road.
We're going to end on boobs everywhere. That's how you want to take out the show?
Yep. I just know
that you're going to put this as the title line of the show description. Boobs everywhere.
No, it won't be the title line, but it'll be down there.
It'll probably be our best rated show. I'll have a whole new host of male listeners.
you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.